Lesson 3, pronunciation differences for the Midwestern farm ranch dialect. In this lesson, I'm going to first assume that you're coming from a standard non-regional dialect and try to give you all of the differences there. And then I'm also going to make some specific instructions for those of you who do perhaps have Southern or Texas accents, and make sure that you can differentiate and not use some of the Southernisms or Texasisms which don't belong in this Midwestern farm ranch sound. Well, one of the sounds which is absolutely the same for most Southerners and most Midwesterners in the Farm Belt is the fact that the E sound, especially when it comes before N's or M's, but also in certain other positions, is going to change to a short I. The most easy expression to illustrate this is 25 cents, 25 cents, instead of 25 cents. E, 20, I, 20, 20. Now, the difference in the Southern and the Farm Belt is that you're going to have the lilt 20, 25 cents, and you have that pronunciation without the lilt in Midwestern farm, 20. So let's do it two times through with the word list. I'll do it with non-regional and then Midwest, then I'll do it in Southern and then Midwest. So contrasting non-regional with Midwest, 20, 20. Remember to get the resonance as well as the pronunciation change. Enter, inner, tenth, tenth, center, center, memory, memory, get, get, sweat, sweat, Ed. Get ready to rent the penthouse. Ed, get ready to rent the penthouse. 10 and 10 eventually get you 20. 10 and 10 eventually get you 20. Ben was a general from Tennessee. Ben was a general from Tennessee. Don't lose your temper when I enter. Don't lose your temper when I enter. And now, just looking briefly at the same thing with the Southern difference. 20, 20, enter, enter, tenth, tenth. Instead of going tenth, yeah, it's just the eh, tenth, center, center. Now, looking at a couple of those sentences, 10 and 10 eventually get you 20, as opposed to the flatter one, 10 and 10 eventually get you 20. Don't lose your temper when I enter. And the flatter one, don't lose your temper when I enter. Some of the R sounds. Now, we're not talking about R at the beginning of a word like rose or after a consonant like tree, but we're talking about R's that come after vowels. These R's are similar in many ways in the Midwest to the way that they are in those parts of the South, the mountain regions of the South, the rural regions of the South, and most of Texas, where the R's are pronounced in a rather hard way. So what we're going to do is to start looking now at how some of those R's work. Let's practice just the broad pronunciation of R, R, sort of drawn out with the tongue way back, and then we'll look at the specific vowel combinations with the R on the other. So just start doing, instead of R, 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 which is a nice loose R in the non-regional dialect, R, R, ear, really feel that they're tighter there in the throat. If I went 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, with the mouth closed more and the tongue up higher, that hump or that part of the tongue that goes up in the back of the tongue toward the palate sort of brings the tongue closer to the palate and creates that R, R, R in a smaller space back there. R, ear, air, or, instead of R, ear, air, or. So, we will have a go at practicing this R in combination with several of the vowel stems. Let's look first at the harder R in the ER ending, the simple ER ending. I'll say it in standard and then repeat it in the resonance and the harder R of Midwestern Farm Dialect. Runner, runner, player, player, helper, helper. Get the resonance. Don't try to do this alone by just doing a hard R. Brother, brother, letter, letter. The burglar and his helper stirred up a clamor. The burglar and his helper stirred up such a clamor. Get that more palatal resonance and the that tighter R with the tongue higher and more focused on the palate. The runner staggered over the hill and became a swimmer. The runner staggered over the hill, then became a swimmer. Let's look at the er when it's at the beginning or the middle of a word. Earth, earth, curse, curse, worst, worst, word, word, perfect, perfect. Herman was the first to win 30 games. Herman was the first to win 30 games. I'm going to remind you here again to do the resonance and to try to avoid the southern lilt. Herman was the first to win 30 games. Do-do-do-do-do-do. No, Herman was the first to win 30 games. He searched the world for a perfect curve. The harder one, focused on the palate, he searched the world for a perfect curve. Let's look at the ear sound. Jeer, jeer. Weird, weird. Steer, steer. Clear, clear. The tighter R. Near, near. Never fear. The wheel to steer is near the gear shift. Never fear. The wheel to steer is near the gear shift. Not as much movement. That tongue is high to start with because the mouth is closed up in the back. The wheel to steer is near the gear shift. I'm sincere about wanting the deer to appear this year. I'm sincere about wanting the deer to appear this year. Let's look at the air. Hair. Hair. Now, sometimes this will go a little bit toward the southernism of hair, hair, but not with the hair, not with the lilt. Pear, pear. Barely, barely. Careful, careful. Everywhere, everywhere. An air of excitement rarely blares down the stairs. An air of excitement rarely blares down the stairs. Pay your fare, then tell the driver where to stop. Pay your fare, and tell the driver where to stop. Let's look at oor. Tour, tour. Sure, sure. Cure, cure. Now, sometimes this will be cure, cure, just tighter, and sometimes this one will almost tend to turn to an ER in the Farm Belt. Sure, cure. Poor. Poor or poor. Contour. Contour. Are you sure you can endure the long tour? Are you sure you can endure the long tour? The cure for polio makes his name endure. The cure for polio makes his name endure. Let's look at R, A-R sound, R. Marshall, Marshall. Now this one is going to sometimes round a little bit. Mar, Marshall, Marshall, Marshall. Heart, heart, heart. It's a little bit of a southernism in some southern regions. It also tends to happen in the Farm Belt too. Scarf, scarf. Bar, bar. Harm, harm. Are all the palace guards good marksmen? Are all the palace guards good marksmen? He disembarked from the sparkling new car. He disembarked from the sparkling new car. It's tighter with slightly tighter lips. Not car, car, car. But don't do the disembarked from the sparkling new car. Don't get the lilt in there, or again, it's going to be southern. Finally, with the R combinations here, the or, as in four score. Now this one sometimes, again, just like in the South, can migrate a little bit toward an O. Four, four, but not four, four with the lilt. Door, door. Poor, power. Fortune, fortune. The spores were found in the core of the ornament. The spores were found in the core of the ornament. The concord poured forth exhaust, causing sore throats. The concord poured forth exhaust, causing sore throats. Doesn't always have to round quite that much in Farm Belt. Concord poured forth exhaust, causing sore throats. Okay, so much for the R's. Remember, when you're doing this, you're not really doing so much of change in pronunciation on these R's as to integrating the R pronunciation and the rear tongue position for the R with the rear tongue position and the entire mouth position for this overall palatal, slightly pseudo-nasal resonance of the Farm Belt. Let's go on and look at several other pronunciations. Let's look first at I and oi. Here are sounds which in the South change and truncate from diphthongs to single vowels. Instead of the right time in the South, you normally have rat tam, rat tam. Now, a lot of people doing Midwestern farm dialect are going to tend to do this same thing. Well, I was down here on the farm and it was the rat time. You're going to find, however, as you heard me just say, find, however, that most of the time, unless you're right near the borders of the southern dialect regions, like as I was saying before, in the southern part of Kansas or in Missouri near the mountain regions, more likely than not, you're going to find this I is there. Now, every once in a while, it may get truncated, even to the degree of slight inconsistency with certain speakers. But most of the time, you're going to hear the full I, as in skylight, skylight. The resonance changes, but the pronunciation doesn't. Baptize, baptize. Dried, dried. Right, right. Cry, cry. It's the right time to find a gold mine in the sky. It's the right time to find a gold mine in the sky. The sight of dry land was exciting for Ira. The sight of dry land was exciting, or exciting, for Ira. The same thing with the oi. Not jawful noise, but joyful noise. It was real joyful. Hoist. Hoist. Not hoist. Loyal. Loyal. Oil. Not all, but oil. He coiled around the moist cloister. He coiled around the moist cloister. Get that hard R in there, too. The boisterous boy oiled the noisy toy. The boisterous boy oiled the noisy toy. Keep the tongue moving and clipping through so that you get the full circular movement into the full diphthong. Not all the toy. Oiled the toy. Now, there are other primary vowels which, in the South, tend to get thrust forward a lot, like A becoming A, E becoming E, O sometimes becoming O, and U becoming U. So let's look first at the long A. In the South, you're going to have the tendency to go a great April shower came our way today. Whereas in the Farm Belt, a great April shower came our way today with the tongue back, not A pushing forward, but a came our way today. They paid the price for delaying the instant replay. A. Not paid the price for delaying the instant replay. Now, the same thing can happen on the E, which in some parts of the South you're going to hear E, please cease to creep through the Garden of Eden, with the tongue going E, forward back, forward back. Stays back in the Farm Belt, and we tend to get please cease to creep through the Garden of Eden, with the resonance, but not much more of a change in terms of the actual pronunciation from the standard non-regional. Not meat and cheese were served under the tree, but meat and cheese were served under the tree. Now again, in parts of the South, you have the long O gliding forward to O. Slowly the ocean rolled toward the row of homes. Oh, almost a British O with a southern lip. Slowly the ocean rolled toward the row of homes. The ocean rolled. Keeping it back, keeping the Farm Belt, Farm Ranch resonance focus, but not spending much energy pushing forward to oh. Instead of the oboe and cello sat alone, woefully echoing tone for tone, be the oboe and cello sat alone, woefully echoing tone for tone. Just a straight, non-regional O with the resonance of the Farm Belt. The last of these pushed forward southern vowels that we want to contrast between the southern region and the farm region is the oo or oo in the Farm Belt. I always knew that cool prunes are never blue. But instead, not the ew, with the lips coming forward, but ooh. I always knew the cool prunes are never blue. Cool prunes are never blue. This one sometimes in the Farm Belt will be a little further forward than the cool prunes. Cool prunes, but not the cool prunes of some parts of the South and Texas. At 2 past noon, I heard hooves on the roof. Now, you don't want to do the southern version of 2 past noon, heard hooves on the roof, but 2 past noon, I heard hooves on the roof. Now, those are the 4 pushed forward vowels of the South, which do not push forward, or certainly not nearly to the degree that they do in the South. I also want to make sure that you don't do what I call major lilt extensions. Major lilt extensions are on 2 sounds in the South. The a, and I have to have it. Now, in the Farm Belt, you're just going to be much more of a. I have to have it. So you're not going to have anything like ask any bashful man in Alabama, which you're going to have, just ask any bashful man in Alabama. Not the huddled masses lifted their lamps, but the huddled masses lifted their lamps. You're not going to have that ah, which goes along with the lip. Also, the same principle applies to the awa, awa, the lilt extension in the South. The tall author walked often. This is just going to be the tall author walked often. Sometimes, and it'll be very, very limited amount of rounding. The tall author walked often. Sometimes you'll hear a little bit of almost tall author walked often, which is kind of the Chicago area influence down on parts of the Farm Belt where this doesn't round at all. So instead of the awkward, awful, strong man walked home, it'd be the awful, awkward, strong man walked home. More of the awful, awkward of the standard or the Eastern version of the standard non-regional. Let's look just for a minute at the short O. The short O, again, is going to be different in different parts of the Farm Belt. You don't want to go too rounded with it because you'll get Southern. You don't want to say rock, opera, honor. But you don't want to go all the way to rack, opera, honor. So you kind of give it halfway in between. The rocket shot toward the opposite airlock. The obstinate opera singer was preoccupied. It's more of the ah, ah, ah of the Eastern non-regional than it is the very, very rounded New England sound, the rocket shot toward. So just the rocket shot toward the opposite airlock. This isn't one that you have to be bothering about too much. It's very, very close to the standard. You just want to make sure you don't get too much rounding. That was really odd. No, that was really odd. Really odd up there. Now, the last actual pronunciation difference we're going to look at is something that's certainly not peculiar to the Farm Belt. It happens all over the South. It happens all over lots of other areas, and it's not something that every single person is going to do, but basically ings are not going to be pronounced ing, but in a lot of the Farm Belt and the farm ranch areas, so that you wouldn't have I was walking, singing, and dancing in the rain, but more likely, I was walking, singing, and dancing in the rain. Also, I hearken back to what I had said before about occasionally having that there stagger step where it gets a little clipped and gets a little bouncy, bop but up but up. I was a singing. He was a dancing in the rain. We was a walking down the street. I'm not going to go into too much detail on grammar here, except to say that in the hard Farm Belt dialect, you will frequently have an interesting change in the grammar of verbs. We've did a lot of things. We was walking, not quite having agreement between what some of our grammar teachers used to call the helping verb and the main verb. In other words, having a progressive tense with the wrong combination of forms there. This is the kind of thing that typically you're going to have to rely on your playwright if it's something that he or she wants to have happening in this. But just a couple of other things with the ing. We were driving to hire new workers. We were driving to hire new workers. And they were walking and singing, and they were walking and singing. One last brief word on pronunciation here. It has to do with the words sit and sat. In a lot of places in the Midwestern farm ranch region, both of those words are going to be pronounced set. Why don't you come on in and sit down? We went into the room yesterday, and we sat there on the couch. That person was a-setting there all day. This is something that you're bound to hear in at least most of the parts of the farm ranch belt that you're going to go to in the Midwest. So take that into account. And finally, here's one last isolated pronunciation change, the word W-A-S-H, wash, getting that sort of R in it, wash. I'm going to wash the dishes, going to wash the clothes, put them in the washer, and capitals in the city of Washington. So much for the specific look at the pronunciations and how they differ from the non-regional, and perhaps even more importantly in some situations, how they differ from the much more specific southern dialects.